Hey guys, how's it going? I just wanted to chat with myself, so I thought I'd record a boo. It's been a weird week, and I just really wanted to quickly go through the match I had yesterday. I mean, the matches we're playing for England right now, they're all friendlies, and they're all against fully sighted teams. And we're losing almost all of them, but the positives that we're taking out is immense. And I don't know how that's going to measure up to the VI teams in the World Cup. And we really haven't had practice playing against VI teams, which, well, I don't like very much. I'd rather play against VI cricketers, because then I know my strengths and weaknesses much better. But in terms of my game, I really don't know how or why, but everything seems to be going smoothly, which is quite weird for me. Nothing ever goes smoothly, and it's so bizarre. And I don't know what it is, but when I go out to bat for England, it's so bizarre that before, like, my legs were like jelly, my head was scrambled, like the old black and white TV. I couldn't read my thoughts. I couldn't think. Now I just go out there. I'm like, my language. Fuck it. Come on, bring it on. Because wherever you got to bring, like yesterday, I only had three overs. We only had three overs. I came in with like three overs to go. And I thought, well, I need to get the other guy on strike. He's going to hit bigger boundaries. So I thought, well, yeah, that's what I need to do. But I missed one or two, and I was usually like, oh no, I'm a failure. So what is happening? I was like, okay, do you know what? The next one, I'm just going to absolutely smother it through through square leg. And it's weird to me. I'm trying to understand myself how it's going right, but I'm not complaining. Squad's picked in the next week, I think. I'm not assuming, and I'm not being arrogant. I think I'm in the squad because they keep talking about how, you know, I'm probably going to play most World Cup matches. So, but I think if I do make the squad, this will be my third World Cup. But this is the biggest, simply because what I've had to fight with, how much fight I've had to put up against myself. If you said to me in January that you will be going to your third World Cup in November, I'd be like, yeah, you're a joker. I'm not even bothering. I'm not going to go. I quickly want to go through the rules between a mainstream game and the VI game. Because I know one or two people, one particular person last night, I was half asleep, pissed me off by saying, oh, but VI people, how do you guys play cricket? Right, okay. Let me tell you. Right, I'm going to talk about the international game because the league game is totally different, right? The ball is almost a similar size to like a tennis ball. It's made out of hard coating of plastic. It sounds like a baby's rattle. We bowl underarm, whereas in the mainstream game, you bowl overarm, right? You have categories of B1, B2, B3. B1 is totally blind. B2 is someone who can make out the shape of a ball. B3 is someone with quite a bit of sight. And in a team, you have 11 players, yes. You have to have 4 B1s, 4 B2s, and 3 B3s. The advantage that B1s have over the B2s and B3s is that B1s get their runs doubled and they can catch the ball on a bounce. Okay? The other rule is that the pitch is 22 yards between the bowler and the batsman. The ball has to bounce once in the bowler's half and once in the batsman's half. And everything else is pretty similar. Now, the B1s have to wear goggles, totally darked out goggles, because we've had some cheats in our game, pretending to be B1s, but they're not, they can see. And obviously, I hate that. I hate cheats. you know, everything else is the same. And, you know, I guess if you're VI, visually impaired yourself, you'll understand that how the different categories either see the ball or hit the ball, because it's quite common sense. The fact that there's ball bearings in these balls is so that people can hear it and as well as see it. And it's nothing like some of the other, some one or two VI sports I've seen. This is, we're not talking about someone running up and throwing the ball gently down for the B1s and letting them smash the ball because they're blind. No way. This is serious. I mean, if you YouTube it or you actually come to a game, you'll realize how fast it's bowled, and you'll also realize how hard the ball is hit. And that's why I'm in a lot of pain today. The league game is totally different. That's played with a size 3 football. You bowl over arm. The B1s get their runs doubled. They can catch the ball on the bounce. Also, LBW, which is leg before wicket, they have two chances. So there's half out and fully out. Other than that, it's totally similar to the mainstream game, apart from the ball, which is almost like a football. Yeah, that's really what the game is. If you ever question my game, then come watch it. Come watch it. That's not aggressive. That's a friendly invitation. So yeah, well, I've had a chat with myself now, and I'm bored. So bye bye.